Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of faith-filled words was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in the UK and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Now, God can do miraculous things, like where a person who's crippled just instantly stands up. Maybe they've never walked in their life, and so they don't even have any muscles. Their muscles have atrophied. God can do a miraculous cure to where you not only are healed, but then you are instantly restored, and you're able to run and jump instantly. We had that happen last year with Wednesday morning. He was down here, if you were here at our conference, and he came in a wheelchair and had crutches, and I forget all of the things, but he had a terrible infection anyway. Wednesday was completely healed. His dad was here this week. Are you still here, Wednesday's dad? He's way here at the back. And he told me that Wednesday is doing really good, but he went out at 1 o'clock in the morning to get something. I think it was in London, and a dozen guys jumped him and beat him up. And so he knows martial art, and he did pretty good, but he wasn't very much effect against a 2x4 that was taken across his face. But anyway, he's recovering from that. But he's totally healed of all of the stuff. He was able to run and dance. Things like that can happen instantly. But the scripture also says you lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. There's two ways to receive. You can receive a miracle where instantly everything is restored. Or you can receive a healing where the sickness is gone and now your body just recovers and it takes a period of time to recover. There is no bad way to get healed. Everybody would love to have the instantaneous miracle where everything is just instantly restored. Like if you lost 50 pounds, you're healed and instantly you're back to your normal strength and weight. But you know what? It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you get healed and then you have to start eating and take care of yourself and you gradually start gaining your health back. But there are so many people that because it's God, they just expect it to be totally supernatural and they just pray. And if they don't see instant results, then immediately they have thoughts of doubt. They think that nothing has happened because they can't see it. How in the world can you even use a television or a radio? Because all of those are based on the fact that there are signals happening that you can't see. And you have to turn that on and believe that it's going to work. Likewise, you have to believe that God is doing things that you can't see or perceive. And so it says in verse 20 again, on the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. I said this on Friday night, but I guarantee you he didn't just say this in a bland way. He was shocked. He was astonished. It was like, Jesus, look what you did. You just spoke to this fig tree. And here we are 24 hours later and the fig tree is dead. He was overwhelmed by it. And likewise, Jesus was marveling at his unbelief. And he said in verse 22, have faith in God. What's wrong with you guys? I've been with you 3 years. This is just about the end of his ministry, the last week of his ministry here on this earth. And he says, you still hadn't got it. 3 years later, and you're shocked to see the words that I speak come to pass. Jesus had spoken and calmed the storm. He rebuked the wind and then calmed the seas. That's an example of what I was just talking about. He didn't just rebuke the wind. If he would have just rebuked the wind, then it would have taken maybe an hour or 2 hours for the seas to calm down after the wind quit stirring them up. But he rebuked the wind and then he said to the sea, peace be still. Two different things. See, a lot of people don't understand that you can rebuke the sickness and disease and the devil leaves, but then your body's got to be dealt with. You've got to recover from the damage that was done to it. I believe that this autism, when we pray over a person with autism, we break the demonic power, but then whatever that autistic spirit did to the body, affected the mind or the senses or whatever, it takes a while for the body to start recovering. He didn't just say, peace be under the storm. He rebuked the storm and then said, peace be under the sea. You got to get rid of the demonic thing that causes the sickness, but then it takes a while for your body to recover, and you got to speak to it. I don't know if you pay attention when I pray for people. I don't usually explain this, but I'll pray and I'll rebuke something. Like when I prayed with this lady about multiple sclerosis, I rebuked multiple sclerosis and commanded it to go. And I can tell when a demonic spirit leaves a person. Multiple sclerosis is demonic. It's a demonic attack. And I could tell that that demon spirit left. And then after it left, I started releasing the anointing of God to cause her nerves to recover and this coating around the nerves. And I started speaking life over her and speaking health into her body. See, there's two different things here. You've got to believe, it says in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, I'm skipping ahead, but at the rate I'm going, I may have to skip ahead to get there. But Mark 11, 24, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. And you shall, future tense, have them. Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, not when you see it, not when you have it in your hand, not when you can touch it, not when it's carnal and it can be seen, tasted, heard, smelt, felt. But when you pray, before there's any physical things, you have to believe you receive right then, and then you shall see it in the future. A lot of people think that's weird. How can I believe I've got it if I can't see it? Because there's a spiritual world and there's things happening in the spiritual. And God answers your prayer and God moves and the power is released. It may be the root of the thing that was cursed and it happened in the root, and it'll take a little bit of time before it manifests itself in the physical realm. You know, once you see this, it's so simple. But people that haven't ever seen this, it's just like somehow or another they have blinders on. They can't see that anything exists. They don't believe that there's any reality beyond what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. But I'm telling you that if you are only going by what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, your five senses, you're only looking at half of what's going on. You're only playing with half a deck. You don't have a full deck. You aren't dealing with the whole thing. There's all kinds of things going on in the spiritual realm. It's not just physical and natural that affects the way you feel and the things that happen to you. A lot of things that happen to you are demonic inspired. And if you're trying to deal with them with only natural things, you can't get over it. There are some things that it's not natural. Jesus cast demons out of people to cause physical healings. There's other times he just prayed over them and they were healed. Some sickness is demonic. Some is just a natural thing. If you get a cut and stick your hand into something that is, you know, full of germs and defile, you could get an infection, and I don't think that that's necessarily demonic. It's just a natural thing. There are other things that it is demonic. There are spiritual attacks. You have to have some discernment to be able to understand that. If you're praying for other people, you can't just do a cookie cutter prayer where everybody's the same. There are different reasons that different things happen to different people, and you have to be led by the Holy Spirit, and you have to have some discernment about, is this spiritual? Is it physical? Is it just a natural thing, or is there a spiritual answer? You can't take a pill to heal something that is demonic. And again, it just amazes me how Christians today have become so plugged into this world that they think that there is a physical, organic reason for everything. That is not true. I actually saw a survey. I was on an airplane and I read a magazine. And this is in the United States. They did a survey or a test over 5 years with, I don't know, 30,000 people, cost $10 million, or it was just ridiculous what they did. And this thing came to the conclusion that people that smile are happier than people that frown. When I read that, I thought, my God. Did they ever think that maybe instead of the smile making you happy, maybe it was happy people smiled? But they looked at it totally backwards. No, if you smile, you'll be happy. No, it's the opposite. If you're happy, you'll smile. And so much, they come to people and they say, well, this person is depressed, and so you've got a lack of this chemical in your brain. And so they try and treat your depression with chemicals and with medicine. I don't doubt that people who are depressed have certain chemical imbalances, but it's not the chemical imbalance that makes you depressed. It's your depression that makes you have a chemical imbalance. The chemical imbalance is the byproduct of being depressed, not the cause of it. And if you take certain medications, all you're going to do is dope yourself up and numb yourself to it. You don't deal with the root cause. The root cause of depression is your thinking on wrong things. And it's amazing how people are just treating the symptoms instead of dealing with the root cause. So much of the problems that we deal with are demonic in origin. Amen. So, Jesus said you have to believe you receive when you pray, and then you see it later. How can you believe you've got it before you see it? You do it because you start recognizing that there's more than what you can see, taste, hear, smell, or feel. There is a spiritual world out there. Man, I hesitate to say any more about that because I'll spend all morning preaching on this. Real quickly, in the name of Jesus, let me just mention 2 Kings chapter 6 is where Elisha was surrounded by the Syrian troops, and his servant went out in the morning and looked, and there was thousands of Syrians surrounding them. They came because Elisha had been giving away the battle plans of the king of Syria to the king of Israel.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the power of faith-filled words. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in Buxton, England. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1075 for CD or R3218 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RD09 titled Words Change the Natural World when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I'd like to invite you to check out our Charis Bible College online. This is a brand new ministry that we just started at the first of this year, and we now have classes where you can actually get some of the benefits of actually being in a class because you have the interaction of your other students, you have monitors, facilitators that will interact with you, and you have a classroom type setting where you do have to keep pace with the class, but you can do it at any time during the day through the convenience of your home. It's a great way to get the Word of God in your heart. So we are bringing our Bible college to you. Now you have no excuse. Check it out. We have a thing on our website, awmi.net, or you can call 719-635-1111.